55344 to secure your place.
Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Resettled Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm Galoak Shul, your host for the day, and you are listening to Alpha Blondie, an Ivorian artist. Very amazing guy, and I will be with you for the rest of 1 hour, and stay tuned.
In the night, in the day, we body wreck your soul. We positively moving, oh, with your time. No matter what you say or do, jump on the wrecking down. That's why we say, saying, Coco, Coco, it's Coco-de Rock. Coco, Coco, it's Coco-de Rasta. Rasta, yeah. Coco, Coco now, Coco-de Rock. Coco, Coco. Oh,
Yes, his name is Alpha Blondy. Alpha Blondy from all the way from Ivory Coast. A very good artist. I used to listen to him when he, I think in the 90s, when I was a little boy, and I really followed his music. And each time he got a new release, I had to make sure that I had to buy it. And because that was a time, you know, the reggae was coming to Africa, and we always view. I'm originally from South Sudan in Africa, and in that part of the world, we always view the reggae comes from Jamaica, and having an African artist, you know, filling the shoes of Bob Marley and those are big guys, you know, it's a big gift to us. And all the time when it comes, and I'm always there buying the albums, and he's a very, very great community guy. And hello, welcome everybody. Kia ora, assalamu alaikum, jambo, salamno, namaste, nahiho, and all the greetings from Rasaral community. What a good week. And for our Muslim brothers, Eid al-Karim, Eid al-Karim, Eid Mubarak, Kul Tayyibin. Wish you all the best, guys. And that's it from us. And first things first. We have a lot of activities this month from us, from the Rasaral community under ARCC. So first we have the World Refugee Day. The World Refugee Day is a day that is marked annually, and every country celebrates. Not every country, but most countries under the United Nations. Those countries that signed the United Nations Charter in 1951. All of those countries, if not most of them, celebrate the World Refugee Day. So the World Refugee Day means celebrating the life, remembering those who have not managed to get out of the of the danger they were, those who were persecuted due to the political connections, or those who disappeared in the war, and it's all about those images, you know, about the war image, running away, seeking protection, seeking refuge, trying to find a better life in another country. So difficult to get out of your own country, you get stuck. All those stories are the ones being remembered in the World Refugee Day. It's a very important day, actually, as people who came through that journey of refugee journey, you know, get out of your own country by any means necessary to get protection in another country, and then you get hosted by another country there, and then you want to rebuild your life, and you get the opportunity to get out of the country and go to the third country, which is the final home for you, for those of us who came to New Zealand, and New Zealand is our final home. Although it means you have a lot of issues to fix here and there, because integration by its own meaning takes a long time. It takes a long time to resettle. It takes a long time to get here. It takes a long time to figure out what you want to do for your life. And this is what a lot of my Q friends miss out, because they don't see that we need to understand things slowly, slowly, slowly. First of all, English is a problem. So if English, understanding the English is a problem, how would it be easy for the rest of the things you want to do in your life? You don't have a better language to communicate with people. See? So those are the things to be celebrated in the World Refugee Day. A World Refugee Day celebration is a big package. Remembering those who did not make it out of their own countries because of the persecution that happened there, and remembering or celebrating the success, the things you have, a former refugee has done in life. You know, some people have educational success. They have graduated, they get a job, they are working good wages and helping their families back home. And they started families, or, you know, giving the best thing in the family. And that's a progress. It is something that should be celebrated. And this is one of the things. So, coming to that, the World Refugee Day will be celebrated on the June 20th. It's always celebrated on the June 20th in the world, but each country has its own way of celebrating it. The style is not the same. The way it is conducted is not the same. In New Zealand, it is always, New Zealand Parliament always celebrated in the Parliament building, which is great. I don't think there are a lot of countries doing like that. We are so blessed to be here in New Zealand where everyone is valued. It doesn't matter where you come from, your culture, your race, and your background is all welcome. It's a big package. You add it to the diversity in New Zealand. We are the most diverse country in the world, speaking 231 languages. That's amazing. That's great. New Zealand is saying, come to New Zealand and bring everything with you, your language, your culture, your food, your music, your dance, everything that you have, bring it in. It's a part of New Zealand heritage. And we are so lucky to be here. On the 20th of June, World Celebration will be celebrated in Auckland Art Gallery. This is a new relationship between ARCC. By the way, ARCC stands for Aotearoa Resettled Community Coalition. ARCC. And the World Refugee Day will be a collaboration between ARCC and Auckland Council, which is Auckland Art Gallery. First time to be there in the Auckland Art Gallery. The first time I was there, very nice people, very lovely people, very culturally connected, lovely, welcome you with a smile, with a good heart, and this is where you see the humanity. The moment I got there, I got changed. I was like, wow, I'm experiencing new things here. You know, it's an environment I have never been to. You know, even the pictures on the wall, this is looking like, you know, the way we do things back home. I get connected right away. So you feel home. This is, I came here 4 years ago, and then I feel like being welcome now after 4 years, because I'm seeing myself in the things that are already there. You know, welcoming has different meanings and has different stages. It does not mean that we are not welcome, but we are welcome in different ways. And each community has a different way of welcoming. And so what will be happening in the World Refugee Day, there will be a lot of food to be there, and cultural performance will be there. The young people there will be debating the generational gap. You know, things change when you go to another country. You get kids born here in the New Zealand, and the way of life has changed, and you have changed too since you came. Some of us came 20 years ago. Some of us came last month. So a big difference. And these kids will debate. It's well organized. They will talk about what they have experienced in their own journey. Some of them came here when they were like a year, 1 year old, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and some were born here. But still, these are the kids who want to define the journey they have been through. So it will be very interesting. If you know anyone, or if you are interested to come to join the rest of the resettled community, and by the way, a resettled community are those communities that have refugee background. So we call them resettled community because they have resettled. This is their final home. They're not going anywhere else. New Zealand is their home, and they make it their home, and they are proud to be New Zealanders. So as a new resident, I call myself New Kiwi. That's my name, not refugee, because refugee, it has a limit. I get out there, so my refugee life is gone. I'm not connected with it again, but I still have my background because I once lived as a refugee. So come along. There's no ticket required. You just pop in. You know, it's a kind of a network too. You will know people, and you will be participating If you want to, you can ask questions. You can help those kids who want to participate in any way you want. You can be a guest. You can be anybody you want. Because in a resettlement community, we don't ask who are you. No, that's not us. Once you get there, you are part of us, and it will be hard for you to get out because we always like to be a family. And that's what the Oakland Art Gallery is. It's about the family, and we are all the family. That's one World Refugee Day. World Refugee Day this year comes twice. We have another World Refugee Day organized by the Immigration New Zealand and the Red Cross with ARCC involvement in it because we are the community-based organization, and so we have a great stake in that. That World Refugee Day will be celebrated on the 22nd of June, which will be Saturday, after the one in the city being celebrated. And so if you are from the resettlement community or a friend of the resettlement community, you are free to come to any of those. So this is the information I want to make clear. And also, before I forget, we have a neighborhood dinner next Friday the 14th of June 2019, and it's going to be at YMCA Manalbat at War Memorial Hall, and everyone is welcome. Just a fun day for the people, come together, the neighbors, the friends, the community. It's just like a day out. Bring your family, bring friends, know people around, taste a different food from another country, hear another music from a different country. It's so lovely, lovely environment. People have just got out of Ramadan, and we just want to take the stress of work away, because that's why we hold this event, just to have fun, have a connection with the community. You know, it is not always the people you know. Also, get out of your comfort zone and know other people. That's what the day is all about. And you, like the World Refugee Day, you don't need a ticket, just pop in, and And you will love it. I'm telling you, you will not be sorry for coming. You will really love it. So now I will leave you with Abila Keo, and I'm not going away. I will come back. This is just a break. Abila Keo is from Ethiopia. And she's singing in Amharic, the Ethiopian language. And she's saying she loves Ethiopia the way we love New Zealand.
respect man.
Kumbubu uzubukie kure ngugenge. Ukumbu muti mutera kanya muneza. Eyu hawe bizunu munu mukundana. Na kinyoma, kibihishi nyuma. Hiragatsindwa bizimeza ngiya yuda. Kukwida tinda kukuteri meho munda. Hira kugamba nirabika kuangamira. Ukumirwa ukarucho karumira. Ni busame burya nuwo nguwo mumufate mumukomeze amabizu ya sesi meza arameze naya yuda hari bizu woni kazongu muzima gawe ukabibi wazo bisende amabizu ya sesi meza. Byoroshye kumenya bizu nyayo nubwo itangura umurirwo tunyenyeri tukamurikira umutima ukamwenyura ututse twose tukagororoka biragora kumenya bizu ya yuda kuko ari futurifuwe tuburyarya bifite ingabo nse kwikeye cyane n'utugambo turyohereye
She call me Mr. Bombastic, really fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Smooth, just like a silk. Soft and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover, now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. You know me well, Bill, do me, do my well, well. I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the young girl who can ring my bell and I can take rejects. And so you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic, really fantastic. Touch me on my back, she says I'm Mr. Romantic, really fantastic. She touch me on my back, she says I'm Mr. Boom, 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 bombastic. Fantastic, touch me on my box, she call me Mr. Romantic, tell me fantastic, she touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, boom.
take you to an island of the sweet cool breeze. You don't feel like drive, well baby hand me the keys, and I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you tickle my foot bottom, baby please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a hachoom sneeze. Well you are the bun and me are the cheese, and if I'm me of the rice, well baby love you the bees. I'm bombastic, really fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. O. Y'all your loving well good, I want your loving. Y'all beat it like you should. I give you loving, girl, your loving well good, I want your loving. Y'all your member the wood. You like to kiss and caress, rub down every strand of your bandages. I'm bombastic, rated as the best. The best you should get, nothing more, nothing less. Give me your digits, chat on your address. I'll bet you confess, when you put me to the test, that I'm bombastic. Fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. O. Romantic, tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Bombastic, tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. O. Romantic, tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boombastic. Why? Girl, your admiration, it'll leave me from the start. With some physical attraction, girl, you know to feel the spark. Come on, a few words, now go tell you no sweetheart. Now go lava, 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 not chop your fart. I'll get straight to the point, like a aura dart. Humble you down in a jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only sound you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we will, and have some sweet pillow talk. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Don't turn on the box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe. Tell me fantastic, she tickle up my box, she says I'm Mr. Boombastic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Where you say, girl?
Hello, welcome back. Welcome to Rosetta Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm Galoxul, your host for the day. For this 1 hour, we'll be taking you through. And you have been listening to Rosetta Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM. And the artist that has just finished singing is a famous guy. I think a lot of you might know him, though he's singing old school songs, but those are the songs I grew up with. And he's Shaggy singing Bombastic. And 20 years ago, I used to listen to this song in a matatu, in a public transport, because in Kenya, I used to live in Kenya. In Kenya, they play music in a public transport, things like, you know, like taxis and other transportation means. So if there's no music playing in that car or in the car that you want to board, you cannot get in there because it's boring without the music. And so mostly it's this Shaggy and other artists, you know, they have like, is so loud, I'm telling you. So now it's bringing that life back to me. So that's why I'm playing it. You know, going back to the past and see what is happening there. Yep. What I'm trying to share with you today is one question only. What would you do as a person? What would you do to give up in order to make a difference in the community? I repeat, what would you do to give up? You have to give up something. What would you do to give up in order to make a difference in the community? I'm bringing this question because there are a lot of things in the background that I want to bring out. People say, not people, there's a wise man that once said, there are a lot of good people in the community, and if you cannot find one of those good people, just be one of them. In the same way, there are a lot of good people in New Zealand, but if I cannot find one of those good people in New Zealand, I will be one of the good people. Why I'm saying this, I went to Tamaka College the other day to give a speech to year 12, year 11 students who are almost, you know, to be out of the out of high school soon, maybe next year or the year after, and then they will see the other life in the universities or in other colleges. And these kids invited me through their teacher to talk to them. They are doing a fundraising for South Sudanese refugees, kids in Uganda. So I was so fortunate to go and talk to these kids. Very amazing kids, very brilliant, very bright. They know what they do, but they need to talk to somebody who used to be a refugee. Because according to them, they say, we have read enough in the books, so we need to hear life stories, you know, lived experiences from a person who came from that perspective. And then I was like, kind of way to go. I went there, talked to about 15 of them, 15 kids in the room packed. And I told them my stories and how hard it was to get educated and to, you know, in the middle of the war and food was not there and, you know, you don't get books, you don't get pens and pencils, you use you know, the ground with your own finger and this is your pen and pencil. Not just once, every day of your life. That's how I came about. And I got connected with these kids as I told my stories and the hardship I went through and everything I experienced, because my school is on the side of the river. So we have a lot of rivers in South Sudan. We have the Nile River. We have other rivers that connected with the Nile. So they are so vast, so big, and there are reeds, you know, along those rivers. So it's a lot of bad things happen. There are a lot of snakes there, crocodiles, and you can die pretty quickly if you get bitten by a snake. Those are the highly poisonous snakes, and the crocodile is there, big crocodile that swallows a cow. And I have to swim that river twice a day, 5 days a week, as I go to the school, because my school on the other side of the river, and I come back. And I don't know how long I walked. I don't know how many kilometers. All I know, get up at 5 in the morning, take shower, and dress up, and go. Walk from 5 in the morning, cross the river, come back in the evening, you know. Left at 5, come back at 6 or 7 p.m. You know, it's all about, you know, more than 20 kilometers walk. And then you can count that. And this is something you do every day. And when you come, there's nothing called lunch. Lunch being packed for you. So I had to, you know, I have to, you know, put a hat on. You know, I had to endure. I have to be like, I really need to be educated. No food, no problem. I have to be in the class. Yeah. You swim the river twice, in the morning and the afternoon, in the evening when I come back, and do the other chores at home, look after the cows, sheep, goats, and I tend to livestock as usual. It's part of my responsibility. I don't get it done, I'm in trouble. So things like that. And one girl was like, because of your story, that I have never heard of, I have never read it from any book, I have never heard it from any, you know, and a person who calls himself an expert, here is something I'm going to do. There was a year 11 girl was telling me, this is something I'm going to do. I'm going to fast for 2 days, and I'm going to give up meat for like a month, for 30 days, and she will not eat for 2 days just because she's remembering those people in my type who have gone through such difficulties, and they are still going through those difficulties up to today. So she has given up food for 2 days. The food, the money that she would use for 2 days would go to charity that is helping refugees in the charity is World Vision, and World Vision is helping refugees children in South Sudan. That's a contribution from one good little girl. So now the question is, what do you do, or what do you give up to make a difference in the community? The little girl has done is her part. She's so amazing. And I was caught, you know, I was surprised because I didn't know it would be turned. It would turn into my conversation with the students would have that productive outcome. I never knew it would be like that. I was caught. And also in Turkey, I don't know whether in Turkey or where, students in the university have given up $1 or $2 if you want to buy, let's say, a hot dog or anything for breakfast for that matter, and they give up that money that would go to their breakfast and give it to the school, because the school is collecting the money to sponsor refugee students who could not afford to go to universities. So this money is collected from the students who have given up something, and the money is collected, and the money has reached to $18 million from all the students who have given up something. And I have no idea how many, I lost the track here. I don't know how many students who came to Turkey and go to university, but a number of refugees students came to Turkey and go to universities with a sponsorship from what the students had given up. The $18 million come from what the students had given up. So now it becomes a challenge. And that's why I'm asking, what would you do in this society to contribute, give up something for the benefit of the people? Something to say, is something to think about, and it's not just something you can say, oh yeah, I'm going to give up this thing and for the benefit of this, so the person who is suffering can have something to eat. You know, you can do a pledge. You can make a pledge. You can make it for the homeless, somebody who does not have food. You can buy food and take it to the food bank because of you have given up something. Or you can do it for the benefit of our environment, anything. You know, it is all about the humanity that counts. It's not what you do. You can help somebody, but if you don't help, that's somebody with care and love and humanity that is supposed to be there. It is just a wasted because it does not come from the heart. It has to come from the heart in order for you to do whatever you do. And for that person that you are helping, it will be also a great thing. We have responsibility as human beings, as the people, as human beings in our societies, and you know, care for our society. If nobody's caring for our society, who do you think will care for our society? It's a challenge. Stay tuned, I will come back, and this is a break with Celine Dion, I'm Alive.
I can touch the sky. I know that I Chẳng ai chẳng có
Welcome back to Rev Cyril Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm Galois Shul, and we are approaching to the end of our program today, the 8th of June 2019. And the artist which is singing now, his name is Gordon Kong. He's from South Sudan and is singing in the Nuer language, one of the 64 ethnic languages in South Sudan. And he is talking about the war in South Sudan, when South Sudan was coming out of Sudan in 5 years ago. And there was a civil war in that country, in Sudan, before South Sudan got away as an independent nation. And two civil wars were fought, and one civil war was in the 70s, and the other civil war was fought in the 80s, in 1983. So this artist was born in the war, and he has seen all the wars, and he has composed into song the difficulties, the hardships, and problems that people face. And to give you a little about him. He is born blind, he cannot see, but he hears, and is a very talented artist. And he has not even gone to school, because he comes from a very poor family. In South Sudan, it's not about coming from, from a very poor background, but the community has been like that because the war has taken toll on people, and no schools, no hospitals. It doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have. There's no chance for going to school. A lot of his people did not go to his school. Whether they are willing to go to school or not, there's no way of going to school because there's no school. Just war bullets everywhere. And now he's telling people, the war is bad. People can do something about it. And whatever you do, in anything you do, put God first. He's a godly man. He's a godly fearing man. And he's improving himself, getting there, giving the messages of peace to people who are like you, people who are listening. The world can be a better place when we add our bits together. Good things we do and put them together is what can change this world to be a better place for us to live. And, ARCC has a community leadership workshop, giving skills and the knowledge to the communities who need. We need those skills. ARCC has designed a program where it will go to the communities, and in the community, six communities to be trained for community and leadership training. This is because some leaders in their communities need those skills in order for them to lead their own communities. And no one is doing for them, so ARCC as a community organization has stepped in to help its own community. ARCC has 23 communities from 15 or 16 former countries of origin, from Afghanistan, from Iraq, from Ethiopia, from Uganda, from Sudan, South Sudan, Eritrea, Burundi, Rwanda, Congo, and you name it, all of them, 23, Pakistan, Egypt, so 23 communities and six programs to be delivered to the communities so that those communities have a better understanding of a leadership capability in their own communities. So today, one of the workshops was delivered to a Somali community in Monrosco. It was a very good engagement because New Zealand Fire Department came along and gave them some tips how to stay safe in a house. What do you do? Simple things. What do you do when there's a house, when the fire catches, when the house catches fire? What do you do? Simple tips. What do you do? Don't take anything with you. It will delay you because you have only 3 minutes to get out of the house. It's burning. And when you are asleep, you don't smell things. So the smelling sense is gone, turn off. And the alarm is the only one waking you up, that will wake you up. That's your smell. So you don't have any room to get anything, not even a clothes. If you sleep naked, run out naked. somebody will help you to give you something to put on. Don't look back. Don't try to come in. Don't try to come back. So these trainings are very important for our community, and I'm glad for the Somali community for taking the initiative today, and this will go on for the other communities. And from this studio, from me, from my team is not here today, but listening to you guys, to me, to us all, and have a great, great, great weekend, and we will come back again next Saturday, next week, same time, same place. Bye-bye. Stay blessed.
Our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5 on Planet FM 104.6
and on the web www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetter radio.